Don't be afraid of challenges and hardships as long as they persist. Don't be afraid of challenges and hardships as long as you persist. That was by a Shaolin monk. Mark was walking home from school one day when he noticed the boy ahead of him had tripped and dropped all of his books he was carrying, along with two sweaters, a baseball hat, a glove, and a small tape recorder. Mark knelt down, helped the boy pick up the scattered articles. Since they were going the same way, he helped to carry part of the burden. As they walked, Mark discovered the boy's name was Bill, that he loved video games, baseball, and history, and that he was having lots of troubles with other subjects, and that he had just broken up with his girlfriend. They arrived at Bill's home first, and Mark was invited in for a Coke and to watch some television. The afternoon passed pleasantly with a few laughs and some shared small talk. Then Mark went home. They continued to see each other around school, had lunch together once or twice. Then both of them graduated from junior high school. They ended up going to the same high school where they had brief contacts over the year. Finally, the long-awaited senior year had came in 3 weeks before graduation. Bill asked Mark if they could talk. Bill reminded him of the day years ago when they first had met. "Did you ever wonder why I was carrying so many things that day?" asked Bill. "You see, I cleaned out my locker because I didn't want to leave a mess for anyone else. I had stored away some of my mother's sleeping pills, and I was going home to commit suicide. But after we spent some time together talking and laughing, I realized that if I had killed myself, I would have missed that time and so many others that might follow. So you see, Mark, when you picked up those books that day, you did a lot for me. You saved my life." That story is brought to you by the Top 100 Motivational Stories by Mirror Liraz, Liraz. Today's topic is entitled, "You Never Know." You never know. If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and my favorite, of course, personal development. I am your humble host, ED, for all you smart and intelligent folks. That simply just means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I have some stories to tell. As usual, family, we want to unpack the story that was just brought to you. You see, in that story, it really discussed how you never know what someone is going through. You can never understand the frustrations that finally enough is enough. I've had it. I'm checking out. There's no point of going forward because I feel like my life has come to an end. And see, family, if you haven't been there and had that taste of frustration, that taste of anxiety of when are things going to get better? When am I going to be the person that I know that I'm destined to be? When are things going to stop happening against me and start happening for me? All great questions, family, to ask yourself when you are chasing whatever you're chasing. But if you're not chasing anything, you have nothing to give you the motivation that's required to get up and go. You see, until Bill had helped Mark out, Mark felt like everything has come to an end. If you see, he said, I broke up when my girlfriend broke up with me. I felt like, in so many words, it seemed like he didn't have a lot of friends, and the things that he's already started planning ahead. He started saying, well, this is not going to last forever. Let me just go ahead and get all my things because I don't need anybody cleaning up after me. I don't want anyone feeling sorry for me. And see, it wasn't about feeling sorry. It was about the fact that he just needed somebody that was like-minded like him. And that happened by chance. It happened because he finally just said, I had enough. And luckily that there was somebody there to support him and not even know that what he was going through. That's why I entitled this, You Never Know. So you never know by speaking to somebody while you're out, or that you may have, you could have an effect and change their life, or having a conversation. See, we're so much in a go. We're so much in a, you know, it's about me, and there's nothing wrong about focusing on you and making sure you are good. Because as they say, when you're on the airplane and those masks come down, you must get yourself corrected before you get somebody else corrected. But you still have to have some type of sense of gratitude, gratitude that you're here, gratitude that you have an opportunity to live another day. And you never know, that could be you. That could be you going through something, and all it could take is one podcast. All it could take is one YouTube video. All it could take is somebody just telling you, man, you are amazing. I hope that you keep producing more information because I really love your content. So you never know that who that person could be. So as you guys go on in your life, family, make sure that you're always continually looking out for people. And again, everybody won't be able to come with you, but those who want to grow, those people who want to develop that greatness attitude of continually to push themselves, becoming uncomfortable, becoming, pulling out the greatness that's inside of them, you want to be able to reach down and help them. And it may take some time, just like how it's taking you time, and you're continually working because you're not perfect either. So don't become so perfect that you can't help the imperfect people, because everybody is imperfect. Nobody's perfect. So family, you never know who you will be coming in contact with. So always show respect, always show gratitude, always show an openness to want to help and guide, not to be a savior, but to be a leader and guide, and be a motivator to push them into the greatness that they're required to deal with. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I am your humble host, ED. Until next time, I'm out.